We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Wouldn't it be great to take a peek into 2017 in studio with the psychic Denise Gazzardo, 815-398-3983. It's great to see you.
Good morning.
How's the vibe in the studio, first of all?
The vibe in here is great.
It is, isn't it?
It's just a little weird outside there.
How come? Why is it weird outside on Michigan Avenue?
No, the moon's dark. We're in Mercury retrograde.
Oh, that means everything's backwards, right?
Yeah, it's going to last till January 8th.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready to take some phone calls?
Oh, yeah.
People want to know. I'm going to say one question, and you need to know their birth date, right?
That's it.
The birth date and the question.
Yeah, and if they don't want to use their real name, I'm not going to call, you know,
okay,
call them out on it. Some people, they want to call, but they're afraid somebody will recognize and, you know, so. But real birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about some New Year's predictions?
Oh, we can work at it there, I think.
I know the answer to this first question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Will the Cubs repeat in 2017?
You know I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Yes, we have, like, a magnificent connection now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yes. But I'd say that if it wasn't true, but I believe it's true.
What about the Blackhawks? Will they win the Stanley Cup this year?
Oh, that's a good question.
All right.
A real strong chance of that.
Oh, I like that.
Well, I'm liking that, too.
Okay. All right. I was waiting for something else. Will Donald Trump have a hiccup in 2017?
He will. Quite a few.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the first one?
Well, I think that the cabinet, I guess that's what they would call themselves, I don't feel like they're going to align as well.
Okay.
As maybe the cabinet thinks they're going to align.
Okay.
So that just makes some popcorn and kind of watch.
See what happens
this
year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because many think that they're all on the same page, and I think he's been a bit of a Trojan horse, so it'll be interesting to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will Pete McMurray get what he wants in January?
Yes.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that. All right, let's
do
it.
Not even a hesitation.
I love it.
No.
Wow. You and I have been friends for almost 25 years. And
I know.
This is why I love you. First of all, you're a great soul. Secondly, you're always dead on with everything. Seriously, dead on with everything. All right, whip around.
All right.
Andrea, what do you want to know?
August 11th
is
my birthday.
What do you want to know, Andrea?
I want to know if this will be a good year career-wise.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Open-ended question.
Mm-hmm.
Radio or TV?
Oh, either.
Something's breaking loose for you sometime around in July. So kind of keep that time frame in check. Now, that you could have some indications of it prior, but it's almost like July, there's, you know, it's formulated.
Ooh.
So, but yeah, really, really good.
Oh, like movement in July.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down.
All right.
Yeah.
Carm?
Thank you.
It may be that it's scheduled for something, say, in around the fall or October. But July is the alignment time.
I like it. Is this radio or television?
I can't tell.
Oh.
It's blurred. Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Denise. Yeah. That's great.
That's great news.
Yeah.
All right, Carm, is this career or your sex life?
We're going sex life.
Right.
August 11th, also same as Andrea. I'm wondering, will I be dating the love of my life by the end of this year?
Wow.
You got to go for the whole thing.
Is this the year?
It's the year.
What? Okay.
Now, hang on, though, because it looks like this may have a connection in August. So, but you'll start crossing paths or making this, you know, how synchronicity falls into place, you know, and like, say, March or April, but it won't be real clear. You know, is she just being nice? Are they?
Does he know this girl?
But I don't think he can see her as a potential.
Ooh, she's in your life.
It's a sneaky one, you know.
The old sneaky one.
I like
that. Oh, I like that too.
But yeah, so you'll start crossing paths in the spring, and then you'll you'll be like, I don't know, is she just being nice or what's going on? And then and then by August, it's like, oh, she's not going anywhere. This is cool. Yeah, and then you're more in tune with one another at that point.
The summer love.
I feel better.
I like this. I like this. This is good. Congratulations. Do we get invited?
Absolutely. Denise, are you kidding me? Table one.
Is it cool that Mark and I have the same birthday? Same month, same day, same year.
Yeah, that's
so we're
crazy.
All Leos right here. No wonder we get along so well.
Yeah.
Do signs get along with other signs? I mean, the same sign?
Yeah, I find that if they understand each other.
Okay.
And a lot of times when people are, you know, date and they say, oh, you shouldn't date your same sign, you know, well, that's not true at all. It can be very, very easy to work with somebody because they have the same vibration as you. So you kind of, you know, they know. You know,
it's a good vibe this week.
Yeah,
in the studio.
It's a great vibe. Yeah. Are there two signs who should just stay away from each other?
That's a good question. I would say probably Leos and Geminis.
Oh, Leos and Geminis.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Is your wife a Gemini?
She's a Cancer.
No, she's
I'm good with Cancer.
Oh, we saw the Cancer like 25 years ago.
Yes, she did.
And boy, the girl he was dating at the time wasn't real happy.
She was a nutbag. Denise is like, you're going to meet a Cancer. This is way before I even knew my wife.
She's blonde.
She's like, that's the one.
And the girl he was dating had dark hair, and then she accosted me at Maria's and started hollering at me. It was crazy.
Psychic Denise Gazzardo in studio. Before we take calls, I want you to explain again Mercury retrograde, because everything's backwards, which is could be a good thing. And I want you to give the Sylvester Stallone example, because Stallone finally sold Rocky during Mercury retrograde.
That's a great story. And Jackie, his mother, was an astrologer as well. So, you know, he pitched that story and pitched it and nobody wanted to touch it. They thought it was stupid. We're not doing it. And then he got a call during a Mercury retrograde, like 5 years later. And so he calls his mom and he goes, what should I do? You know, should I try to delay it till, you know, Mercury retrograde lasts 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, no, get in there now. It will reverse the whole dynamic. Sometimes if we've had a house that's been for sale for 2 years and we're like, I gotta get out of here, you get an offer on a Mercury retrograde where it's usually don't sign papers and things of that nature. And no, you know, when
this is a good thing.
Yeah. You get an offer on the house during Mercury retrograde, it's going to go. So it's actually good, especially if there's been a long dragged out delay.
So if you've been trying to get a job for years and suddenly something comes up right now during this 3 week window, you got to take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Psychic Denise Gazzardo in studio with us. You can find her on Facebook under Psychic Denise Gazzardo or call her at 815-398-3983. Let's go to Dawn. Dawn, what's your birth date?
Hi, good morning. My birth date is 7/1/1962.
And what would you like to know?
Well, this past year I've gone through so many different personal ups and downs, more downs than anything. It's been very chaotic, and I was just hoping that the next year is maybe going to kind of level things out for me.
All right. I'm picking up that some, like, loved ones around you, where there were some illnesses and some,
oh my God,
and some losses here, and it's just like, it really has been one thing after another for you.
My mom is very sick with cancer, as a matter of fact, and she was diagnosed in July, and we've been, it's been really tough, and I live out of state, and I've been trying to manage my own personal life and be able to come back to Illinois and see when I can, and you got that completely right.
Well, things will stable out for you in 2017. There's better news. There's new opportunities and a possibility of an upgrade sometime around the summer in a work situation that feels good to me. But yeah, things should stabilize. There also seems to be a new baby coming into the picture for your family, your loved ones.
Looks
like a little girl. So that'll kind of break up this, you know, it'll lighten the heaviness that you went through. And I sympathize. I know what it's like to take care of of a parent that's not well. So, yeah, most definitely.
Thank you, Dawn. 312-981-7200. Psychic Denise Gazzardo in studio. Take a look at 2017. She can help you with that. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. 952, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Psychic Denise Gazzardo in studio with us. Her phone number is 815-398-3983. And you can find her on Facebook. Just search for Psychic Denise Gazzardo. We need to ask you about your son, Jordan, who used to work here at WGN Channel 9. Now he's working for CNN.
Yes, he started at the CNN here Bureau in Chicago. And then the beginning of last year, January 1st, he left and drove out to Santa Monica, and he's working for CNN in Los Angeles.
I remember when he was like 6 years old, and now he's an Emmy Award winning cameraman for CNN Network.
I worked with him at CLTV and Channel 9. He is crazy talented.
Thank you.
He really is.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, he's awesome.
When I went to the Emmy Awards a few years ago, he did the camera work for Tom Skilling, and they won an Academy, or not Academy Award, they won an Emmy Award, and when he went up and accepted, I got choked up. I'm like, I knew this kid when he was six.
He's such a cute guy.
Yes.
I know, helped raise him.
So, good for you. Let's go to Jan. Jan, what's your birth date?
Hi, it's 6139.
And what would you like to know from Denise?
I have to make a major purchase this coming year or before, in a short time, car purchase. And I was just wondering, due to the chaotic life I've had in the last 2 years, wondering what 2017 is going to hold for me.
Okay, don't buy anything until after the 8th of January.
Is that Mercury retrograde?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's January 8th.
Yeah. Yes. Well, because
just wait a week.
Yeah. Mercury rules transportation vehicles. So yeah, because you may buy it and then January 9th go, oh, I made a mistake. So just wait till after the 8th. It feels like you find the right fit, and there's been a lot of frustration and tears going on here this past few weeks here. And just give yourself a little bit of breathing room here. Your guardian angels are guiding you in the right direction. They've got you covered, and sometimes tests aren't easy to move through, but we will all see visible improvement once 2017 hits.
Okay, let's go to Benjamin. Benjamin, what's your birth date? You're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo on CLTV and 720 WGN.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning. My birthday is January 20th, 1966.
Hi there.
What do you want to know?
Hi. What's going on is this last year was pretty chaotic for me. I changed job, not by choice, of course. And had to go through a bankruptcy and the whole nine yards. And I'm just kind of asking, what's 2017 looking like?
We're going to see some relief here. If you're watching on CLTV, you'll notice that Denise kind of stares into the abyss. is that a voice coming to you, or
yeah,
what happens?
Right.
Okay.
It is. And the job that you grabbed, you kind of feel like you jumped from the frying pan into the fire. Is that how you feel?
Not so much, but I mean, it's a challenge. It's a new challenge. It's less money, but, you know, it's a challenge.
Okay. All righty. Well, there's additional room for you there once you get your sea legs. And it feels like if you can just sort of complete the tasks you're supposed to, you know, get through, like sometime around March, they have a better fit for you, which it appears would give you more income or opportunity for. So kind of look to March for that. And okay. Then the place you're at is going to begin to feel like home.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Ben. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
This is the thing about WGN. I feel like we blink our eyes and the show's over.
I know.
Yes. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
So people can call you and just schedule an appointment and get a reading for 2017.
That's right.
People want to know mostly about finances and jobs, right?
And love.
Okay. And love. Well, yeah. Mark's got love. Mm-hmm. Andrea and I both want the job
thing. The gig thing.
Right. Okay. Well, I didn't want to ask about love because I didn't want to take Mark's thunder. I know that's kind of...
Are we going to see love with Andrea in 2017?
Yeah.
Really? You don't sound sure, Denise. Oh, we'll have to talk
for
off the
TV
air.
Audience. She's saying yes.
She, I kind of got a
head went right down.
All right, it's all right, Denise. Thank you.
815-398-3983. Psychic Denise Gazzardo. You can find her on Facebook. I love you. Thanks for coming in. Happy
New
Year.
No problem. All right. No problem. Thank you so much.
It's 720 WGN and CLTV.